नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण श्रीवास्तवाय कृष्णाय
we can tell it pani, it can be told
Ambu.
Ambu. Ambu. It can be Amivan. It can be Aqua.
Aqua.
But what are the same? So, Rupa Goswami never used this as corn, but still it can be both of Ambu Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, Ambu Goswami, is the Vaishnava Ashtara. And then Swami became with this, he established the same thing, but in this word chapter. Nothing to see. It is eternal. Diversity means again it will be created and devolved, but a stone will be found. The spirit is always. In Vedas, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, especially in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, those who follow Bhagavatam, Gita, Vedanta, all are Samiti has not come, the limit is
the limit.
The limit is the limit.
Never mind.
All can come and take center in this. So you should all think that. All important. Never try to criticize anyone. So you can't even remember it. All of us. Even those who are chanting only one time. Krishna, 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 and if he has taken Diksha, initiation, then Dandava Pranam and this, and those is more higher, not criticizing anyone, always chanting, remembering and spreading this preaching, and the way to try to use our heart and stuff. And moreover, those who are Nindāti Sunya Hitumat Sati Sandhya Vakshma, those who are observed in Ashtatāni Yudhya, like Sukhde Goswami, Nara Goswami, Vipur Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Haridāsa Goswami, then it was that all people are hard. What will be respected and honored and hard and everything? Can't one get them? Anyone? It may be that he has some. And that's what you are. Anyone? Though they are not understanding all these things, but yet they are Krishna. That's how we are. That's how we are. So you should be. You should not go into the time in the moment. You should come to them and say, Krishna. As some directed and gave a given line. Especially, I was thinking, England. I have to be kind of also awesome, what I want to do. And to take the pictures just of family. And quickly, to send a brother, partner, and quickly there and there. And we are sitting not in ground, but we are sitting
on board.
On board.
You are
captain
of the boat.
And you will go to the place where Samiti went to see you. And you will all take the picture of Samiti. Your picture of Samiti. All these places will where he went. This is like Tirtha, Mahatirtha. Like Haridas Thakur was taken to see. And he was given birth there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that from that very day, he has become Maha Maha Mahasiddha. So, we are like not Siddha. Not happy. No Siddha. That's only we can confess. He and we are all empty. And that is it, we can like Maha Maha Siddha. So everywhere I want to go. So that is Siddha. Out of here, we will try to go where we used to be, where we established temples. But if there is any problem, then we will try to cut out. Because we will be there. I know that he has left me. In last weekend he told me that I want that Jesus help me in giving your association to my disciples. You should help them. I could not help them so much. I could not find them and want them. You should help. And also, you should give me Samadhi and all so many things. So, I think that is. I got so penniless more than him. He was penniless, up in Chandigarh. And anyhow, he came in his feet and he sent me by How he is merciful. Ramchandra used to sit on the deck of trees and the monkeys
top of the tree.
Every day. So he has made all these things. Made it easy, he has made easy for me. All these. When he came, there was none devotee. There was no anyone devotee in
Western countries.
Western, you know, there. New York. Or Boston. No one. But when I am coming, I see that in the airport. Oh, so many. Somewhere I saw that more than 200 and 250. All last in Western. So he has made it now that we now tell something what we could not tell. He wrote in his book, but there was no time for me. No particular that he has written in Krishna book in his
teaching of Lord Chaitanya.
सन्नाम रूप से तादे कृष्णानुक्रमेण रसनामनिशीलस्य तिष्ठन् एकदानुदानी जनानुदानी सावनैव उचिरापि हे टोल्ड एवरीवेयर इन पानी बट व्हाट इज रूपानी व्हाट इज इफ एनीवन रीड हिज बुक एंड नॉट ask him all these things, not don't want to know all these things. Then he will pass.
Unfortunately.
It means that if they are not ready, so we will gradually discuss what is Krishna consciousness, what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the idea of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the object and end of community. And part of it is taking both different modes of it. We can take it and accept it and follow any system. And try to follow it. Not only to here and take it from over here, taking it from here to here. Once there was a person. Then we will speak in another time, from tomorrow, in the future. May God bless you.
You can't just finish one story, one story.
Oh! If you need another one, please do it. No problem.
Gaur Pranam. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Please, if any problem, don't be.
Don't fear.
We always. If one person is coming, Swami has said, Prabhupada said, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been said. exported to Abhiman. Suddenly I understand that even if one person is coming to India, if not coming, trees are there, they will be. Grass is to India. The stones will be there. And the system, the attack will come.
Good. This is Srila Bhagavatam Chapter 10, Chapter 46, Text 2. Katsutava Brajam Songa Sutruna Prithimavaha Gopina Madhi Yogani Matsandesha Vimochaya. So, prior to this verse in Bhakti Rasayana, there's a verse now, Parayam Niravajya Samyajam. Gurudeva just explained this verse, but this is expressive. Many gopis, I cannot repay you. So, now also, Srila Sanatana Goswami is quoting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Krishna is expressing his feelings and his realization of the feelings of the gopis. So before speaking the Hare Krishna, the Gurudev gave the introduction. He said that who's qualified to understand this Prema Katha? This topic has been written by Srila Goswami, and it's fit to be heard and understood by persons in Uttam Adhika. So they said, what to speak of Uttam Adhika? By and large, for most of us, we're not even sadhak. We're not even sadhak. Because who is a sadhak? A sadhak is someone who is qualified to see Krishna. Yet, he has not yet seen Krishna. He's called a sadhak. He's qualified to see Krishna, but Krishna is not revealed himself. Yeah, he's called a sadhak, and the example is Govind Mangal Thakur. So most of us are sadhak abhas. But after associating with devotees, hearing the glories of our Gurudev, having sambandha jnana, and doing bhajan in order to attain bhav, then that person is called a sadhak. Actually, he's a sadhak. He may have some anartha, and anartha may be there up to a sakti, but he should be in a stage where he has no material desires. A sadhak is someone who has no material desires, and they're constantly doing Krishna Anushilana, the constant practice and cultivation of activities for the exclusive pleasure of Krishna with kayak, manasik and vasik, body, mind and words. A sadhak, he never makes, a real sadhak, he never makes the slightest effort to serve himself or to satisfy his own senses. He understands what is meant by bhav, and he's very, very greedy to attain that. So this stage will come after knowing what is our relationship with Krishna. When he has some realization of what is his relationship with Krishna, then he's very, very eager to become established in that. So he's called sadhak. And then among sadhaks, there are various stages, Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam. If we examine ourselves, Gurudev said that generally we'll see that we have not even established what is our aim and object. So without establishing the aim and object, one cannot begin even sadhana bhakti. And that sadhana bhakti has two types, Vaidhi and Raganuga. The Raganuga sadhak, he does his sadhana automatically because of his greed. He's always thinking, how can I get the mood of the gopis? How will this mood of the gopis come to me? Constantly thinking like this. This is Raganuga sadhak. We can take a little test. Gurudev said that generally we think, oh, I have some desire for this, but it's not love. It's love of us. Some semblance of love. Gurudev said one can take a test. If he really has love, then easily he can pluck out his eyes. If it's there in the way of his progress, like Govind Mangal Thakur. He wants to ask himself seriously, do I have you? Put the hand on the heart and ask this question. So, Gurudev said, for us it's so painful and unimaginable, but Govind Manga Thakur, he could do it because he had love. So sometimes we think we may have greed, but only we have love of that. But still, that love of that, that's good. If in this life we can get love of that, then from this love of that, gradually greed will come. Real greed will come. Mm-hmm. And so now we have to continually hear Hari Katha, and this will generate greed by hearing such slokas like Raghunath Das Goswami has written. Sri Rupa Manjari Karachita Pada Patmam Govatanda Nandana Rujatita Mastakaya Hamoda Takanaka Gauri Padara Vinda Sambahana Nisana Kai Tavakin Karishya. By hearing these verses and remembering these verses in our bhajan, then some greed will come. This Raghunath Das Goswami, he is written. Srimati Radhika is very fatigued after her pastimes with Krishna, and so she is reclining with her head in Krishna's lap, and Krishna is very gently caressing her hair. And at that time, Rupa Manjari is close by, and she approaches Srimati Radhika and begins to massage her lotus feet. And also close by, Rati Manjari, this verse is written by Raghunath Das Goswami, he's Rati Manjari, and he's watching from close by and seeing how Rupa Manjari is serving Srimati Radhika, and intense greed is coming in him. When will I get the remnants of the service of Rupa Manjari? At that time, Rupa Manjari, knowing the desire in the heart of Rati Manjari, only with her eyes signals to Rati Manjari to come. So this adept, hearing his words from Rasi Vaishnavas and meditating on his words again and again, and he grew growing his heart. Then Gurudev, he began the class. So this verse, 1046.3, many of us know this verse. That Sultava Prajam Somya. This general translation, Gatcha, Uddhava. Buddha, go where? Prajam, go to Prajabhumi. Somya, O gentle Buddha, go to Prajabhumi. Pitro Nav Pitimavaha, and you try to console our parents. Control our parents. Because Krishna is a very close. And Gopinam, Matviyogadin. The Gopi of Vrindavan, Viyogadin, they are very much afflicted by the pain of separation. Matsandesha, Vimosaya. Matsandesha is my message, Vimosaya, you free them from their suffering by giving them my message. So this is the general translation of the verse. But what wonderful feeling, what ecstatic emotion Krishna has expressed in this verse. This can be seen by any Rashi writer. Srila Sanatana Goswami has written commentary having included this verse in Bhakti Rasayana. He's given a commentary on this verse, very very deep and very beautiful. And actually, without the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, no one could have really entered into this verse. So we have to pray and take shelter of the Lord of Jesus, Sanatana Goswami, that he will bless us to have some realization of this verse. So this verse is spoken by Krishna in Mathura after he left Vrindavan. So we have to understand something of the background of this verse. By the words of Akrura, Krishna was practically forced to leave Vrindavan. He did not want to go. but by the words of a Guru Krishna report, and he left, and there he killed Kamsa. Having killed Kamsa, his whole life changed now. Because now there's a big problem. Now he has so many enemies. Now he's united with his parents. So many people tell him, these are your parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. Now he has an important position, and he has so many affairs to deal with. So now he's in Mathura. At this time, after killing Kamsa, Vasudeva and Devaki take him and engage him in so many things. He wants to go and see Nanda Maharaj, but it's not possible. Nanda Maharaj is waiting for him. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Finally, Krishna, he manages to go and see Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, he's been waiting and fasting. He did not eat for 3 days. And speaks to Krishna, how was the funeral? Faster than they were to tell you, your parents. Then come back to Braj. I cannot come back to Braj just now. Why not? Because Vasudeva and Devaki, the Vasudeva, his wife is Rohini, and Rohini's son is Baldev. So Vasudeva is father of Baldev. Vasudeva is his father. So Krishna said, if I go now, Krishna said, if I go now, Baladev, he won't stay alone, he'll want to come with me. And then Vasudev, his heart will be broken. So I'll stay behind a few days until Vasudev is controlled, and when he's satisfied, then I'll come back with Balaram. And the Baba said, I'll also stay. No, no, don't stay, because he will take care of the cows, my cows, he will look after my cows. So we go now, and I've got some gifts, some of Krishna's, some jewels, and ornaments, and some of Krishna's own jewels and ornaments. You take this and give this to my mother. When Nanda Baba reluctantly returned to Vrindavan, he showed the jewels to him, but he showed it, what have you done? You sold my son? Have you sold my son in the marketplace? Why are you giving me these jewels? So, on the other hand, Krishna, he's in Mathura, and his father is very, very eager to give his son an education. It's the responsibility of the father to educate the son. So Vasudeva puts his two sons, Krishna and Balaram, in Gurukul. Where? With Jain. He came to India, not so far from Mathura. With Jain is there, in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. And Krishna is very intelligent. After 64 days, he learns 64 arts. His education is complete. That time, his Gurudev gives him Upavit, Upanayana, the Brahmin thread. And after his initiation, Krishna is taking his class, as you know, and going here and there, with some days, you give something, going from person to person, giving something for Gurudev. Krishna is not satisfied, he's not happy. Why? Because going from person to person, the memory came into his mind. When I was a small boy, I remember. And so did my aunt. He said, oh my boy, when your education is complete and you have diksha, that time you have to go here and there with your class. And diksha day. But that time when you come to me, I'll fill your class with so many jewels and ornaments. Now going here and there and remembering his mother, and now he's become quite mad and looking at his mother, Maya, going here and there looking for mother's shoulder to put some jewels and ornaments in his cross, but kind of find out he's crying, Maya, crying, and in separation and he just fell to the ground. So in Mathura, Krishna is in very high separation. He returned to his palace in Mathura, and there there is no one to console him. Who can understand what he is feeling there in Mathura?
Mathura Bhakti is
Krishna alone. He has gone up to the roof of the palace, and there on the roof of the palace he looks and sees, if he goes to any isolation, he can see there Yamuna is flowing, Yamuna Devi is flowing. And seeing this flowing Yamuna and hearing Kala Kala Dhani, the sound of the waves of Yamuna, immediately all the Braja Leela is awakened in his heart. And his separation becomes very, very high, his mind becomes so restless, and he begins to cry. Why is he crying? Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yaya Tamam Prapajantai, Sanastatai Rubajamyam. As they do bhajan of me, I do bhajan of them. Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. So, this residents of Vrindavan, they are thinking of him so much, so deeply, so intensely. So Krishna, he's thinking of them. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Apichat sudarashaya vajitai mamananyava sarareva samyasavya samyagrava asohisa. That even if one does the most abominable activities, if he's engaged in my bhajan, I never give him up. So Krishna, he cannot even give up the ordinary sadhak. What to speak of the Vrijvasis? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is written, Tatanga saranagati hari veda hara sahara prasana suni sinanda kumara. Anyone who takes shelter of Krishna by Tadanga Saranagati, by following the six angas of Saranagati, Anukuyasa Sankalpa, Patikuyasa Vajina, Rakshisati, Kivikshasa, Gokshisate, Varanam Sukha, Atmanikesa Nakalpa, Nisadanga Saranagati, these six limbs of surrender, anyone who takes shelter of him, Krishna hears their prayers. Actually, Nandu Kumar, the son of Nanda Maharaj, hears those prayers. So if any ordinary sadhak, he's not even doing Shiva Bhakti, he's only Saranagat, and Krishna hears his prayers, how will Krishna hear the crying of the Vrijvasis? Certainly you'll hear. So, feeling all these moods of the Vrijvasis within his heart, Krishna is moving around very restlessly on the roof, and he's taking some leaves and making some writing. He's remembering the gopis. That time, Uddhava, he's looking for Krishna. He's going here and there in Mathura, looking around the palace, can't find Krishna anywhere. Then he thinks, oh yeah, I didn't look on the roof. And Uddhava, he goes up to the roof, and there he sees Krishna, crying. When Krishna sees Uddhava, he has some idea. And taking Uddhava by the hand, taking his hand in his hand, he speaks this verse. Gatsodhava brajam somya sitana pishimavaha gopinam madhi viyogadim matsandesa vimotaya. Go Uddhava to Vrajabhumi. You go there. And you console my parents. So Krishna's words, what Krishna said here is very deep. Krishna calls Uddhava Somya. Somya means a gentle one. And Somya also means, it comes from the word Soma. Soma means moon. Why? Because the moon is very effulgent, very beautiful, and the rays of the moon are very soft. And anyone who basks in the very soft and cooling rays of the moon, whatever anxieties they have, they forget about them. So Krishna's thinking, my parents are in such anxiety. And Uddhava, you are exactly like the moon. So soft, so sweet, and so effulgent. And when they see you, they will get some relief. They're feeling such deep separation, but when they see you, then they'll forget it. And the agitation will go, and they'll feel some relief, feeling the soft cooling rays coming from your moon-like face. Why? Because you look just like me. Your complexion is dark like me. You have lotus eyes like me. You wear pitambas, yellow dhoti like me. So, Uddhav, you know, my mother is saying, oh, if Krishna really was her son, he would not left. So you tell her, definitely I am her son. And Baldev too, he said, actually, I may be the son of Vasudev, but really, Nanda Baba is my father. Why? Because he has raised me. Really, he's my father because he has raised me. So you go and you tell my mother and father this thing. And when you see them, then you go and you touch their feet and you do Satan Pranam, just like me. And you call them Maya and Baba, just like me. In this way, they will, if you're very intelligent, very polite, you're so qualified and so sensitive, you somehow or other behave in such a way that they will forget their separation. Like this. So this is the meaning of this line. Pitro na priti mavaha. You carry some consolation to our parents. We are so close. So they're my parents, they're like your parents too. And Naha is also in plural, out of respect for Madhya Soda and Nanda Baba. So he said, Piti Mavaha, you carry to them some consolation. But in the next line, Krishna says, Gopinam Madhya Yogadim. The gopis, they are suffering from separation from me. Matsandesa, my message. Vimotsaya. You relieve them by giving my message. So to Uddhav, Krishna has said, go to my parents by your polite words, by your kindness, by being very sensitive, by your intelligence. Somehow or other you speak and behave in such a way to give them some consolation. But to the gopis, don't try. Don't try anything. Matsandesa vimocha, just give them my message. Don't try to control the gopis. Why? Because the love of Madhya Yashoda and Nanda Baba, it goes up to Anurag. When we speak of praying, we speak of Snaya, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Vrda Mahabhav, Adhivrda Mahabhav, more than Madan. So the love of the Vatsalya Rag, of Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba, it goes up to Anurag. But the love of the gopis goes up to Vrda, Adhivrda, more than Madan. So high. That is much higher. So, over them, you cannot understand their love. It is so high. So don't try to control them. You cannot understand it. Anything that you try to do, it will make their separation higher. So, I give you some message. And this message, you just read it as it is, because you cannot understand. You will say, you read, oh gopis, don't cry. And how you will understand, don't cry. And how they will understand, don't cry. It will be different. What I am expressing to them you cannot understand, and how they will take it you cannot understand. So try to console my parents, but don't try to console the gopis. Just give them my message. This is the meaning of the verse. Because Krishna's message, it is guddha, confidential, guddhatara and guddhataram. There is a confidential meaning, more confidential meaning and most confidential meaning. Krishna, he has not written one message. He's written, and he has a whole bundle of messages. And he says to Uddhav, you give them this message. Read this message. If this message doesn't work, then you try this one. If this one doesn't work, then you try everything. You try this one. You're laughing. Krishna's not laughing. Uddhav's not laughing. It said that Uddhav, just like when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was speaking Vedanta Sutra to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was like this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Are you understanding what I'm saying? I cannot tell. You're not moving. There's no expression on your face. Like this. So in the same way, Uddha's face was like this. I cannot understand. So, Krishna, what is the proof that Uddha has not understood? Is there any proof that he cannot understand the message of Krishna? The proof is that he returns. If Uddha had understood the message that Krishna had sent to the gopis, he would have stayed there with them. He would never have left Vrindavan. He would never have returned to Mathura. That is the proof that he cannot understand and did not understand. What was the message Krishna sent with Uddha? Previously, Krishna has directly said to the gopis, my dear gopis, na parayam nera vajasamidam swasadu kityam yugudayo sapiva yam mabhajam durdhi yaste jayasvin kala samirishti sadva patiyasi sadhuna. I cannot repay you for your service to me. That your connection, our relationship is without fault. It is spotless and pure. And therefore, even if I was endowed with the lifetime of the demigods like Brahma, I could never repay you. You have given up everything for me. For my sake, you have cut this very heavy chain of the bondage of household life. It's very difficult to break. Therefore, because I cannot repay you, just be satisfied with your own good deeds. Krishna said. So now, he's saying again this message to the gopis in the letter, but not directly, indirectly. Because the indirect message is, there is more rust there, it is much sweeter. Krishna said, O gopis, in Veda, in Vedanta, in Upanishad, there's a real meaning in these shastras. What is that? That real meaning is true love, real love. And therefore, by all the definitions of the shastra, it is proved, it is confirmed that our love is the real and topmost love. There is not the slightest adulteration of self-interest in your love for me. Therefore, whatever I do for you, it will fall short of the love that you have given to me. And therefore I cannot repay. So, Krishna, you cannot repay the love of the gopis. And he's sending some message, very, very deep, very gambhir message to the gopis. And more details of the message I'll describe a little later. Gurudev is now in his pravachan, he came to the point of thinking, why is Krishna sending this message to them? Why doesn't he just go there? Why is he sending Uddha? Vrindavan is so close to Mathura. He could have just, even if he didn't go to Braj to return for good, he could have gone for one day. He could go on a regular basis, just go for one day and come back and go sometimes and sometimes here and there. Why not? He could have delivered the message himself. Why did he send Uddha? He's the prince. He couldn't just take all the Mathura Bhaktis and take all the Mathura, if you say he can't leave the Mathura Bhaktis, he can take all the Mathura Bhaktis and stay in Vrindavan with them, or visit with them even. He can get all the bridge Bhaktis and bring them to Mathura, why not? He could have done so many things, why? Why? He's not doing this. So, there are many reasons Siddhartha Goswami is given. One reason is an external reason. Why? Because Krishna is still Kamsa now. Kamsa had many allies. Like Jarasandha, Kala Yavan. Jarasandha, he was going to attack Mathura. And when Kamsa came to hear of it, he made one plan to attack Jarasandha's city. Jayachandra was in his city, and all of a sudden there are elephants falling from the sky, smashing his city to pieces. Then he found out that actually Kamsa was throwing them from Mathura with his bare hands. And then he changed his mind and thought, no, I won't attack. I'll make peace with him. And he married his two daughters to Kamsa, Asti and Prapti. So now Kamsa has been killed by Krishna. Jarasandha's daughters have become widows. Jarasandha is now deadly arch enemy of Krishna. Kaliyava, so many demons who were allied with Kamsa. So Krishna, he cannot go to Vrindavan, not even for one day. Why? Because if he goes to Vrindavan only for one day, and comes to, and Jarasandha or any of the demons, they come to hear of it, they'll think, oh, he likes Vrindavan? He loves the bridge buses? Yes, we know how to hurt him. We'll kill them, we'll destroy Vrindavan, and then he'll be in such pain. This is the nature of enemies, these demons. So Krishna, he could not go. There's no question of Krishna even visiting Vrindavan for one day. So this is the external reason. There's a real reason. Real reason? There is a fire of separation in the heart of the gopi. And for a fire to burn, some fuel is required. So Krishna is like the fuel. When the fuel is there, then the fire will burn more. And Krishna has seen it. Where? Praying Sarova. There at Praying Sarova, Krishna was with Srimati Radhika. And one bumblebee came and was buzzing around Srimati Radhika. That time, Madhu Mangal, he chased the bumblebee away. So one name for bumblebee is Madhusudan. And this is the same name for Krishna. Madhu Mangal called out. He chased away the bumblebee and said, Madhusudan has gone, Madhusudan has gone.